The Minker Hotel on Alamo Plaza is a San Antonio landmark with a colorful past. Once considered the best hotel in the Southwest, it attracted soldiers, writers, ranchers, and politicians. Some even made history there. Teddy Roosevelt recruited Rough Riders in the wood-paneled bar to fight in the Spanish-American War. The Irish playwright Oscar Wilde strolled through the patio wearing velvet and lace and sipping spiked lemonade. The legendary rancher, Captain Richard King, died at the hotel, and his funeral was there. German immigrants William and Mary Minger opened the original hotel in 1859, 100 yards from the Alamo. It had two stories, 50 rooms, a limestone exterior, and a classical design that's attributed to architect John Freeze. Business boomed, and the Mingers quickly doubled their space with a three-story addition. In 1909, architect Alfred Giles designed the Victorian lobby. It's a three-story rotunda with a balcony. The larger main lobby was completed after World War II in a major expansion by architects Attlee and Robert Ayers. It's filled with antiques and oriental rugs and a wall of windows with wrought iron sunscreens. Outside, there's a lush courtyard. These days, the colorful characters who once checked into the Minger sometimes are overshadowed by those who never checked out. Ghosts occasionally appear. They include Captain Richard King, an ethereal woman fascinated by television, and eccentric strangers who send chills down people's spines. Ernesto Malacaro, a longtime employee at the Minger, is the keeper of the ghost stories.
Why do these things happen? Did some of these people in their life, did they make a promise which they failed to keep and as such cannot cross over? And my good friend Dosha has a very interesting comment on that. She says, well, when you die, if you can't get into heaven, the Minger Hotel is certainly not a bad place to spend the rest of eternity in, you know? So I guess this is it.